This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, an original American farmer. A lot of people think I'm the original in a lot of different ways, and I say that humbly but proudly because I do like being different, and being a unique individual is something that we really all are. I was listening to Delilah the other night on her. I don't know why I've been listening to her so much lately, but I seem to have picked her up, and as I was driving my car, listening to her talk about she was talking to one of the listeners about uniqueness and how we all are very unique. Hopefully you embrace your uniqueness and that helps you on your farm. A couple of news notes as we get started with the American Family Farmer this week. A lot of focus on dairy prices and dairy availability and dairy in general. And because I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy, I've been around cows all my life, this says something to me, and hopefully it says something to you. In Pittsburgh, there's an interesting article about the farm in Westmoreland County that turned to cheese because the price of milk went down, and the folks that owned the farm weighed several options, including just selling out. But then they decided to add cheese making to their operation, and this value-added dairy processing enterprise saved their farm. So food for thought. As we make the news and come up with suggestions, that's what the American Family Farmer is really all about, giving you ideas on what to do that will help you survive much better as an independent family farmer. And if you're a dairy person, looking at this year's USDA report on dairy and consumption, this is really very interesting. The hot demand for dairy and dairy products going back to the 50s. There hasn't seen this much interest. That's the reason that milk is 34. The last time I checked, the price at the, I was going to say the price at the pump. I suppose that's a way of looking at it. The pool price here in New England was $34, which is crazy. It's great. I think it's gone down a little. I think the 34. I heard that some of the organic milk is bringing $39 a hundredweight. Whatever it is, it's all good. So the business about how domestic dairy demand is going up from 655 pounds per person last year to 667 pounds. That is, the average American is consuming between ice cream and cheeses and milk and all that other, whatever is dairy, 667 pounds a year. That's pretty phenomenal, actually. And maybe I'm in there with the in the ice cream department. But what does this say about the industry? What it doesn't say is that Americans are consuming dairy the same way that they did in the 50s. Fluid milk is still on a slow decline, and that's basically, in my mind, because of the poor quality of it. But cheeses, independent cheese manufacturers. So this is, as I was just saying about the fellow that decided to do more cheeses, butter as well, right? There are a lot of people using butter. It's back to the Eisenhower era levels of sales. So this is appropriate. Dairy consumption, it is very interesting as you look back over the last 70 years or so. It's clear that more people are, and we have more non-dairy competitors in the milk department, but we don't have that in the cheese department. So that maybe is why, if you're a hard-working dairy guy, figure out how you can make some cheese. All right, on to another area, another aspect of being around cows. I noticed there was a very interesting overview, a new device, in fact, has been opened that helps you as a farmer raise happier, healthier cows. There are a couple of MIT alumni who have come up with this device, which gives the same results in terms of milking in 10 minutes that used to have to work on cows and their bodies to figure out what their bodies were doing. And the veterinarians would work for hours to try to figure out how to keep a cow healthy. And this new thing that has been coming, it's all about data. It's the new world order that we live in, collecting data, working with cows, working with technicians. I'm a member of the old school. The cow, we take care of the cow, give it good feed, and the cow's going to produce, and hopefully if you've taken good care of the udder, there's not going to be any mastitis there. But this is a scanning device that has come from MIT that uses spectroscopy, to collect all kinds of information about the cow and the kind of milk that the cow is creating, the fat, the protein, the somatic cell count, all of that sort of thing. So if you're interested, you can check out the University of Pennsylvania. They have a lot of good dairy stuff going on there. You can find the study. I actually saw this in MIT News. Helping Dairy Farmers Raise Healthy Cows is the article. And but the end of it is very interesting because it's the same assumption we've always had. Remember the old commercials, happy cows make good, better milk, contented cows. Remember all of that stuff for carnation? That is kind of the way it is today. It's just that there are different ways technologically of creating harmony between the animal and the farmer. So I want to check that device out at MIT. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about how to keep your weight in check. America's number one way to lose weight. This time of year, we're all eating. We're starting going to the holidays. It's the same message. You eat more, you put on weight. That means you're going to have to lose more at the other end of all of the celebrating. So why not get a leg up on it and use the program that's put forth by Calitrin, which is the all-natural weight loss formula that helps you keep the weight off once you've lost it. So start now on this. Go to toploss.com, see how the program works, talk to a consultant there, and then buy the product and see yourself as one of the 86% success rate quotients that are in there. Calitrin. There's an unlimited buy three, get three free deal going on right now at toploss.com. Use the Doug code. The code is Doug you'd get it. If you use Doug Steffen, you'd get the same relief, if you will, when it comes to cost. You get free shipping with the Doug code and the unlimited buy three, get three free. Lose the weight the natural way with Calitrin. Find out how to make it work for you at toploss.com.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So bless ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Back to the American Family Farmer Program. Doug Steffen here. On this week's program, our focus is the fuel shortage, the potential not only for fuel shortages this year, but for food shortages, and how does that impact America's farmers. Here to discuss with his predictions of the fuel shortage and how that is going to apply to our food supplies, Gary Black, who serves now as the Commissioner of Agriculture in Georgia's in the Georgia state government. He's in his third term. He's the 16th commissioner. He served in various leadership positions during his 40-year career in Georgia agriculture, from the Georgia Farm Bureau to the Georgia Agribusiness Council. So, Mr. Black, you'll be interested perhaps to know I'm very active, not only in the National Farmers Union, but the American Farm Bureau and our Mass Farm Bureau. It's very important, I think, for all of us to be involved in what needs, you know, our focus and our attention. So, in terms of the influences in agriculture in Georgia, because that's your bailiwick, that's your area of expertise. How important are these farmer organizations like the Farm Bureau, like the Agribusiness Council, like the Farmers Union? How much influence do they really have on policy and, in effect, the Georgia agricultural reality?
Well, first, it's good to be with y'all today. I appreciate the opportunity, and I hearken back to my early days at Farm Bureau and the current American Farm Bureau president, Zippy Duvall. He was the second chairman of the Georgia Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers program when I was the coordinator for the program. So Zip and I go way back, and blessed with many many friends in that network over my career. But I think it comes down to this: if we don't stand up and speak for ourselves, shall we allow the government just to make the decisions for us? We see when that happens, it's never good. And so it's important from the grassroots standpoint to be able to speak with elected leaders, regulators, all types of those folks who have influence over our business, over our lives. It's important you stand up to make sure that reality is represented and not just emotion and sometimes I call it keyboard courage, which is what we kind of turn to social media for these days. Everything can't be accomplished in 140 characters. You have to have organizations that help you build relationships. And then hopefully from those relationships, you're able to influence policy in a positive way that impact, you know, that's positive for food and fiber production in America.
Well, I think you put it very well. I'm kind of curious as I listen to you talk about Georgia agriculture. I want to go back in a moment to when Jimmy Carter was governor, how things were. The reality on the farm certainly has changed for all of us. And I want to talk a little about Sonny Perdue, because he also was a Georgian involved in the last administration. Gary Black is with us. He is the Commissioner of Agriculture in Georgia. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Agriculture Commissioner of Georgia is with us this week on the American Family Farmer. Gary Black is here. So you've been involved, as I said a while ago, for 40 years in Georgia agriculture. That must have been in part when Jimmy Carter, if I'm going back, let's see, it would have been in the late 60s. Maybe he was a little before your time, or was he?
Yeah. He was governor from 70 to 74, and then of course ran. That was back when we were still term limited. Georgia Constitution didn't change until 1974 that allowed for two consecutive terms. But Governor Carter was there, and then went on to pursue and was successful being president. I have respect for the president. I've been with him several times while doing this job. Our perspectives on private enterprise and we probably share come from different angles on that.
Yeah.
His efforts to reorganize Georgia government were not viewed real favorably back from 70 to 74, but certainly went on to have a very much, certainly a decorated career.
Let me talk to you a little bit. I was listening to you, and I can kind of tell, but I don't want to assume what your hue is when it comes to politics, and I'm not sure it makes a lot of difference. But when Sonny Perdue was named the Secretary of Agriculture, he's a Georgian. I think he'd been Secretary or Commissioner. What was his job in Georgia? Clarify that for me first before I launch off into my Sonny Perdue stuff.
Sure. Well, Governor Perdue was a state senator, was elected in 1990. At that time, I was president of the Georgia Agribusiness Council, so I was successful throughout my legislative career and through his term as a state senator, then as president pro tem of the Georgia State Senate, and then he ran for governor, was elected in 2002. We did not serve together in my current role. I ran for this job and during Governor Perdue's reelect in 2006, but I ran a Republican primary, was not successful in the fall, but then I ran again in 2010, was successful. So we've been pretty much joined at the hip. I would say I'm a significant mentor and friend and colleague and all the above. But then, of course, we were overjoyed when President Trump selected him. I believe Sonny Perdue is the most qualified person to ever serve as Secretary of Agriculture in America. Uh, he, He demonstrated that with his work ethic, his extreme knowledge. He's a veterinarian. And now he's chancellor of our university system here in Georgia over higher education. So he's come back home. Sonny's motto is, he says, I'm gonna wear out. I don't want to rust out. So
that sounds like a Georgia politician, doesn't it? Yeah.
As a true agriculture heart. So yeah. No doubt about that.
Well, it's interesting. You've told me some things I didn't know about him. What bothered me was that he was the last appointment of the Trump administration, and it seemed like they didn't take agriculture seriously. I said many times, Trump was a hamburger-eating New Yorker. What does he know, or how does he pay attention? How much attention does he pay to the needs of America's farmers? Interesting your perspective on Sonny Perdue. I don't know that I felt that way about him. I'm not political. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I probably spent more time in my life as a Republican, but I'm sickened by what I see now in the political world, and I wonder whether it trickles down into the state level when it comes to jobs like yours. I know it has a little bit here in Massachusetts with our agriculture department, but I'll get to that. But more importantly, I want to talk about this fuel shortage that we're all worried about. So stand by, please. We will continue with Gary Black, Commissioner of Agriculture in Georgia, in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer this week.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Good times come to me now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans will flip control of the U.S. House of Representatives after 4 years. Republican wins in California and New York Wednesday from the midterm elections help the party clinch the 218 seats needed. Projected Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government.
The number two donor to the Democrat Party, Sam Bankman-Fried, was the man in charge when FTX cryptocurrency failed and filed bankruptcy, costing the American investor billions of dollars with the help of celebrities like Tom Brady, his ex-wife, NBA players, and Hollywood, California elitists. Extradition for Bankman-Fried in the Bahamas is being considered. Representative Democrat Maxine Waters dodged a Fox News question, should Democrats give back donations?
Well, I don't want to get into that. As a matter of fact, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have received donations.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If there's something I want, I wrote my own. Yeah, all I need is a key or D to play out the seeds I've sown and pray for a little rain.
Back with our friend Gary Black. I say friends, I never met him before, but I feel a lot of the same energy, and because we're both kind of ag. Are you a farm kid? Did you grow up on the farm? I didn't ask you that before.
Yes, sir. I live about 70 miles northeast of Atlanta. We live on the farm that I was raised on. Uh-huh. We have commercial and some registered Sim Angus cattle. And it's my retreat to reality every day. I do not stay in Atlanta. In my entire career, I've gone back and forth. And it's interesting, and I want to say this, if I can give a shout out to my friend John LeBeau. John, I know John. In fact, I still have a gallon of Massachusetts maple syrup.
For the benefit of the audience, Mr. LeBeau is the corresponding public servant to Mr. Black here in Massachusetts. He's the Commissioner of Agriculture in Massachusetts.
That's right.
Yeah.
I lost a Super Bowl bet when the Patriots were playing the Falcons, and we swapped commodities, but John was While I lost the bet and had to pay off, he was generous and sent us a gallon of Massachusetts maple syrup, which does have a long shelf life. And in fact, I enjoyed some Sunday evening. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does have a long shelf life. Usually when those bets are made, it's a lobster. It's a Massachusetts or a Maine lobster that gets when governors are, you know, betting. I wonder what the governors did at the same time you were exchanging the things as commissioner of agriculture. I wonder what the governors of the two states did in terms of that.
We had a good time with that, though. I've enjoyed knowing John as I've done this job.
Yep. Well, I think it's important for us to enjoy our work, to have fun. I know my time, I've been around cows all my life, and that's my spin on agriculture. It always has. When I do this program, I try to be fair to all aspects of agriculture, but I my heart is in Jersey cows. Dairy cows are my heart, and I love the cows, and I love what it has provided me through my life. I don't love the fact that it cost me a lot of money to to do it, but that's the devotion. And that gets to the heart of what the problem is today for a lot of us who have not the ability, it would seem, to pay for the diesel fuel. We're up to, I just ordered a couple thousand gallons for my farm for the winter, and it's $5 and something. You know, we don't have to pay taxes on the farm off-road stuff. I expect that you probably don't have to down there either. But still, $5 a gallon when it was $2 a gallon last year at this time? Wow.
Sure. And that's what I just read a Wells Fargo notice this morning from their agribusiness group that is the title of the article is actually perhaps you should dine out this Thanksgiving. And even Wells Fargo is highlighting that, you know, escalating food prices. Looks like turkeys are up somewhere about, I think, 23%, eggs 32%, others that, you know, even flour and basic goods. But why is that? It gets to your point about diesel, the basic inputs that all of us we have to have to provide food and fiber for America and the world. These basic elements are, you know, reaching all time highs, if not there already. We as farmers, we're price takers. We're not price makers. Perhaps as we add a little more value to the products you have on your farm, you can capture some of that value that way. But still, these basic inputs are tough. I just paid on some winter grazing $100 acre for 90 units of nitrogen spread over ryegrass, and that's very difficult even with cattle prices up. That's still that's going to contribute to the cost of life.
Let's stick with that for a minute, because all of us farmers, I don't use commercial fertilizers. I use a lot of stuff. I have a big compost operation on my farm, so I use that for the most part. But I know many of my friends who have been just going bananas because the cost of fertilizer quadrupled this year. And I wonder how, you know, you talk about fuel, all of this stuff is and whether the public knows it or not. Yeah, I think your state's a little more agriculturally conscious than my state is, but still understanding that all these things, people blame the farmer, which is about as dumb a thing as you can do, because as you pointed out a few minutes ago, it's not, we're users, we're not, we don't, well, what do we can't do anything about this, and I wonder in your job how you can, if you can, browbeat people into submission when it comes to the prices of some of these commodities like fuel and fertilizer.
Yeah, well, I'll try to be concise here, but maybe divide out fuel and other inputs or petroleum based inputs, because it all links together.
Right.
With the geopolitical pressures of Ukraine and other things around the world, and we could spend 3 or 10 of your programs talking about some of the botched decisions that have caused some other things around the world to happen.
Yep.
And so when that happens, then you're interrupting, you know, petroleum I'm an all of the above person when we look at our energy portfolio, but we're fooling ourselves when we think we're still not largely tied to petroleum, and it's important. But when all those things are interrupted in the chain, then fertilizer prices go up. But yet, here in America, we're still exporting diesel fuel.
They're crazy, isn't it?
We're exporting nuts. Diesel fuel.
Crazy.
And we've tapped into our strategic national reserves at a time when prices prices were an all-time low.
Yep.
We've tapped into them when their prices are an all-time high.
Crazy.
Well, I think there's actually a war on petroleum that every consumer is going to wind up paying that bill, whether it's cost of fertilizer or cost at the pump.
Yep. All right. Hold on a second. We continue. Excellent conversation with Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black from the state of Georgia. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer. Right now with a focus on, early Christmas. Good heavens. I wash my mouth out with soap. I'm saying it even though we're only a few days away from Thanksgiving as you hear this program. One of the things that will come into play during the winter months, I think we all like to sleep a little bit more and more comfortably, and that's where the Giza sheet sets that are made by MyPillow, that's where they come in. The biggest bed sheet sale ever now going on at MyPillow.com. Yeah, they have pillows, but they have lots of other things that help make your sleeping like a dream. These Giza sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, all machine washable and durable. The Giza Dream sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Who else does that? You use the sheets and you can send them back if you don't like them? Wow. That's the deal. There are Giza, the cotton sheets with the Giza cotton, and then there are the flannel sheets. Wow. I love those this time of year up in my neck of the woods. They're cozy, they're warm, comfortable, and they come again in all sizes and colors. Check them out by going to MyPillow.com. Look over the whole portfolio of things they have there. You'll be able to use the promo code DS and get the Giza sheet set for $29.99. That's a savings of 2/3 right now. Take advantage of it. Promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. Yeah, it's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So dressy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Stack the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's bacon!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Back back with Gary Black here, the agricultural commissioner in Georgia, the disgust that we both have for what's going on with the exporting of diesel, the craziness, how all of these things, when the energy prices are up, as you've said, you see the cost of all the goods, all services, everything going up. And so, you know, it's unfortunate, but it is the way it is. What do you see in your crystal ball? You guys, you share lots of information through these various councils and groups. So what's down the road? What do we see down the road? You're right about the poor decisions. Maybe we would hope to have better decisions being made by all concerned. But you're a politician. Some people say I'm a local politician, even though I'm not involved in politics. I'm involved in how my state and my city work. So I guess I'm politically astute to a point. But is there something? I mean, what do we do?
From a crystal ball standpoint, it is like you look into the portfolio and say, where do we start? If I was starting at the federal level, a $31 trillion deficit is there's no way to cure that unless we have a greatest generation. And that's very difficult for people in the current political climate to deal with. Unless we control spending and have some type of trajectory toward solving that, I think so many other things in society are we're heading toward an iceberg that has enormous consequences. I believe it's incumbent upon us in agriculture. One good thing coming up with the 2023 Farm Bill you talked earlier about, so, you know, whether you're political or not. One thing has been my experience is that a Farm Bill or most agricultural perspectives are generally not partisan. They're more regional in nature. Because they're regional perspectives, but it's typically not partisan. I would hope that there's still going to come a time for our country and our states to, take some lessons from the agricultural family, how we discuss things and try to keep our eye pretty much on the same goal, but have civility return. If we don't get a civility back in our system, or at least an extra dose of it, then the yelling, the tweeting, is not healthy for society, and so that's what I've tried to do in my political career. Is at least I'm as conservative as you can get, but I'm just not mad about it. I hope that you can listen to people. And understand perspectives. It doesn't mean you're certainly not always going to agree, but I think, Doug, that's what I fear most moving forward is whether we will have the discipline as a country, as a people to this wonderful, great experiment is still the best place on earth, but there's so many factions now that I think are trying to drive it apart.
I'm going to leave you with this thought. I have become a pronouncer, a user of the following phrase, country over party. That really, it seems to me, is a way, if we can wrap ourselves around that and perhaps live that way, we fix a lot of these problems. You've been very insightful. I've enjoyed this conversation with you. Thank you for sharing your time with us here on the American Family Farmer. Georgia's agricultural, listen to me sound like a New Englander. Georgia's agricultural commissioner is Gary Black, and he's been here with us this week on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you, Doug. For anybody who'd like any additional about Georgia, visit GeorgiaGrown.com and learn more about our state. But it's been a pleasure to be with you. God bless.
Georgia Grown, GROWN, GeorgiaGrown.com. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Black.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, no, no.
forget.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This week's American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our podcasts. The idea that we have all this information every week, it doesn't go into the ethos, doesn't get lost. If you go to American Family Farmer Show, you'll find all of the old episodes chronologically in order of their presentation. And then we also have, for your listening and dancing pleasure, a podcast every week, which is a summary, if you will, of the important topics of that week's program. And so the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com begins with my focus on pigs. Pigs being stolen and how they're being rescued and that sort of thing. Look at the damage from the hurricane down south. We had a conversation with a fellow named Philip Gruber, who is a reporter for the Lancaster Farm News. Very interesting. I just like to find myself and I inveigle myself into especially the East Coast stuff, all of the farm periodicals, all the farm weeklies, all the journals and stuff. And you can find a lot of things in there that will help you, as well as the things that we're doing here on this program to help make your farming better, more successful. We also were focused on putting the garden back in the Garden State with a fellow from the Agriculture and Food Security Committee in New Jersey. And then my usual thinking about farmers, local farmers, and how we can be of help and support. It's the American Family Farmer Show, podcast available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This portion of the program is me talking about things that are important, my spin on things, if you will, and I put my mind into thinking as we are close to Thanksgiving, and we're going into Christmas and the New Year's, the holiday marketing for your farm. I guess it depends on what your farm stands for. If you're a produce guy, you're probably not doing much of anything, maybe selling Christmas trees at this time of year. But I managed to find a digital marketing firm that does most of its business around Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, promoting things. They even do some promoting as we turn to winter solstice and Kwanzaa and Veterans Day, talking about how the farm can help with all of these holidays. I think there's a lot of opportunity here to take advantage of the holiday season and to leverage it for your marketing strategy. A lot of farm owners identify at Christmas time with, especially in the Northeast, with snow, and you know, they do, if you're dairy, you're promoting eggnog and things that are special at this time of year. There are lots of special products. Certainly if you've had turkeys, this is the time of year to be promoting. Well, actually, it's beyond that, because most everybody has their turkey, and if you don't, you're probably in trouble, because there weren't as many turkeys grown this year, and they were more expensive, and the avian flu knocked the hell out of a lot of turkey processors and growers. So anyway, if you're looking for something to promote, and that's what I'm, you can't not promote. You can't just be there, even if you're not selling anything directly. But most of you ought to be thinking about selling directly. Even if you're a dairy person, think about what you can create at your farm and you can sell using social media. I know that's not the way it always has been done, and it may be that if you're out in the middle of nowhere with your farm, it won't make much difference. So this message may not be for you. It's probably more for guys like me that are in suburban areas on the cusp of being rural, but we still have our customers that we can attract to the farm. And I say the most important way for you to promote yourself is to stay consistent with your message and authentic with your message. That's probably something that I've learned being on the radio for 50 some odd years. I know that consistent messages win the day. Frequent repetition of them is good. So if you're understanding and using the different ways to inveigle yourself in social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, hopefully you've got your own website that's up to date all the time. Because people, their behavior today, on a daily basis, people are going in and looking at stuff that's basically marketing. And if they are and subscribe to your farm, they continue to get the messages from your farm, then you, if you got something to sell, maybe it's just an opportunity to come to the farm, get a wreath, and get your picture taken. Whatever it is, plug the you-know-what out of it. That's what I would have you do. That's my advice, if you will, for holiday marketing. Use the digital score. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.